You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, the government announced that a number of improvements will be made to the Holidays Act. The Act governs the minimum entitlements to holidays and leave for employees, with the objective to promote a balance between work and other aspects of employees' lives. However, employers have struggled to appropriately administer the leave entitlements under the Act, meaning that employees have missed out on their leave and employers have faced significant costs for these mistakes. Collectively, the Council of Trade Unions and Business New Zealand approached the government with a request for the Act to be improved. The Holidays Act Task Force was then set up by the government to determine where changes needed to be made. Early this morning, Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood has announced that all of the recommendations made by the task force will be implemented by the government. Wood expects to introduce legislation in early 2022 and give businesses plenty of time to prepare for the changes. The recommendations accepted by the government are entitling eligible employees to bereavement leave and family violence leave from their first day of employment, giving eligible employees one day's sick leave from their first day of employment with an additional day given per month until the minimum entitlement is reached, extending bereavement leave to include more family members, including cultural family groups and more modern family structures, removing the current parental leave override to address discrimination against parents who take time off to care for their young children. Removing this provision will mean that employees return to work following parental leave will be paid at their full rate for annual holidays. And then finally, requiring pay slips so employees know what their used and remaining leave entitlements are and how these were calculated. I spoke to Paul Mackay, who is the Manager of Employment Relations Policy at Business New Zealand, about the announcement made this morning by the Minister. Here is Paul. Could you begin by explaining the initial joint request made by Business New Zealand and the Council of Trade Unions in regards to the Holidays Act?
I think, as you might recall, the initial kind of beginning of all of this was the discovery that some organisations weren't paying holiday pay properly. I think it in fact started with the police, and in fact then MB itself came along. And as time went on, it became evident something needed to be done. The national government at the time agreed to review the Act to see what could be done to make it work better. But as a result of all of that work, we became more and more clear that the Act itself was the problem. And it was shortly after the National Party left and Labor took over that we wrote to the Minister jointly and said, look, all of the trying to improve the Act is simply not the answer. The Act itself is the problem, primarily because it was written in 1945 when people didn't work the kind of hours and formats that we do today. And to their credit, the government then said, good, yes, we'll do that. And the rest is, as we say, history.
So what is Business New Zealand's response to the improvements made to the Act that have been announced today?
Well, we're pleased for several reasons. One is that they think that they will make a material difference. There are changes that will simplify the calculation side of things, which is the big problem. The other point is that it was a consensus report. There is nothing in there that nobody can't live with. Being a consensus report, of course, there are some things that both the unions and employers would like to have seen more of or less of. But at the end of the day, I think we all agree 100% that what's there is better than what we've got, and that putting this in place will be a distinct improvement over where we're at right now.
Could you just briefly run through some of the changes made to the Act that perhaps are important to Business New Zealand?
The key change is the way that holiday pay is calculated. The holy grail for everybody has always been if we could only have one calculation instead of the 8 or 9 that currently exists, that would be perfect. In the finish, we had to realise that annual leave, which is taken as a proportion of an entitlement, is different from the likes of bereavement leave or sick leave, which is taken on an event basis. So in the finish, we've ended up with a process that recognises those two primary differences, but very much simplifies the calculations. And in fact, it reduces the discretion available to choose which formula to use, which is where a lot of the problems lay. So in other words, it's very much more of a paint-by-numbers process that should lead people reasonably logically to the correct conclusion rather than having to guess. Some other changes as well,
yeah.
Just minor changes to things like access to leave after taking parental leave and other little not calculation-based issues, but things which were seen as being able to be fixed. the access to sick leave earlier than currently is the case, and so on. Those are sorts of things, or the ability to start taking annual leave as soon as you start working and earning it, as opposed to waiting for a year for the entitlement to come through. Those are all improvements that will recognise today's reality rather than what it was designed as, 1945.
So do you think these improvements will be improvements both in the eye of the employer and also in the eye of the employee? Obviously, this request was made by Business New Zealand and the Council of Trade Unions, so sort of reflecting both of those parties. Do you think those changes will reflect the wants and needs of both groups?
Absolutely, I think so. From a union perspective, or from an employee perspective, the chances of people being underpaid or wrongly paid should be much less under this. The issue for employers, of course, is having increasing liabilities hanging over their heads because they have either wittingly or unwittingly underpaid or wrongly paid. Removing that liability or that risk is also of a benefit. And for the payroll providers too, the certainty that they can program into payroll systems that reduces the ability for or the chances of errors will be a benefit as well. So there should be, and it's designed to be beneficial all round. That's why I think we all support it.
Fantastic. Now, I know you did mention that there's always the possibility of wanting more from the government, something else to come out of policy changes that are made during a governmental term. Is there anything that Business New Zealand would like to see in terms of employment relation policy changes made by the government in this term?
As opposed to outside of the Holidays Act?
Outside of the Holidays Act, yeah.
Oh, there were probably many. The areas that we're working on, for instance, in the area of people being displaced from employment, because we're facing large-scale change through things like the long-term effects of COVID, climate change. So we need to have in place policies that look at the long-term well-being of the workforce and our ability to keep people as employed as possible. We've also got the enormous need to match the labour supply and labour demand side of things, where we're seeing labour shortages in some areas and not in others. And that means, as is already happening, but we would like to see more of it, perhaps some more integration of the changes in the education immigration space. At the moment, immigration is problematic because of COVID, but immigration will continue to be problematic if we don't start looking at it from a labour supply point of view instead of just a people coming to New Zealand point of view. So those are some of the big issues, and then there are a lot of other things flying around, the issues like employment law, collective bargaining, those sorts of things, which have always been issues, and they ebb and flow depending on which government's in. So in the sense of there's nothing desperately so wrong that we think everything's broken, but there are always areas for improvement.
That was Paul Mackay, Manager of Employment Relations Policy at Business New Zealand, speaking on the announcement made by the government this morning that the Holidays Act will be significantly changed to address the problems caused by the current Act and improve employment relations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.